This is Storm Lake Tornado Boys Basketball on the air on Mix 101.7 KAYL, StormLakeRadio.com. Chris Bachman joined by head basketball coach Heath Stille, who has guided his team to a 3-1 start so far to this season. How's that sound to you, Heath? 3-1.
That's pretty good. It's a good feeling for our guys, and it's what we could have asked for. It's kind of where we thought we'd hope to be at this point in the year right now.
Yeah, I can't imagine what you were thinking. Well, I'll ask you right now. At the end of the third quarter last Friday night at Emmitsburg, a very, very close game. You're up one, and all of a sudden the fourth quarter shutout 23-0 in that fourth quarter. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was one of those things where Coach Cohn and I were talking even last night yet. It was, did you recognize that? I said, I had no idea that they had only scored, that they didn't score at all in the fourth quarter, and that our guys just picked the intensity up defensively, and that zone really kind of messed with them a little bit, I think. And it was an unbelievable effort out of our guys in that fourth quarter just to step up and really not let the pressure get to them, because we were getting down on ourselves a little bit, and they stepped up and made plays when we needed to make some plays.
You also made free throws, Coach, something we discussed afterwards.
Yeah, going 23 for 33 was a huge plus for us in that game and really helped us out. Josh Ward stepped up, hit 10 in a row, or hit all 10 of his.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jahl hit a couple. Braden Hoops hit a couple more. And the only person that really kind of struggled was Parker, but I expect him to come back out of that.
Yeah.
That's not an issue that I'm worried about with him.
Exactly. Good shooter at the free throw line, no question. Now, one kid you mentioned there, Jahl Leith, if he can get things rolling, boy, that's just another weapon, another kid on the floor that can score. Need that, don't we?
Yeah. Jahl, I've talked to Jahl quite a bit here lately, and I just said, you've got to take your baskets where you can get them. I said, you've got to flash to that middle opening, make yourself available. You're fancy enough with the ball in there that things will happen. And really, I thought in the fourth quarter, Jahl's a kid that really sprung us, too, at the top of that zone, making things hard for them to get the ball over top of him. And we've got to have another great effort out of Jahl tonight.
Yeah, he also hit a big three-pointer early in the fourth quarter that just kind of continued to fuel that momentum that we had.
Yeah, he's capable of stepping outside, and he's capable of doing what the other guys have been doing, scoring 15, 16 points a game, and just trying to get him in his routine and catch the ball in rhythm, and he's good to go then.
28 rebounds for you as a team. Braden Hoops led the charge with 9. How did you feel about your team's effort on the glass?
I thought we did better on the defensive glass. We had a few offensive rebounds. I know that we struggled at times to give up a few offensive rebounds, but I thought that we're doing better. But as we go forward tonight, that's going to be a huge task for us at our hands, is rebounding tonight.
Yeah, and we will talk about the Spencer Tigers a little more in a moment. They are 4-0. The Storm Lake Tornadoes are 3-1. We'll continue the conversation with Coach Heath Stille right after this on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com. Storm Lake boys basketball team ready to host a very good Spencer squad, a team that is 4-0 so far on the season, and they have some good wins, including one last Friday night. I'm sure you've checked out the box score of that one, Coach. I mean, they had two kids, one with 41 points, another with 32, and I mean, they light up the scoreboard in a big win, 95-84 over a good Lamar's team.
Yeah, that was a big win for them, and I expected it to be close, and their seniors really pulled through there at the end of the game, and they just outscored them 15-4 in the second overtime and really took control of the game for them.
Well, they must have taken control in the paint area. Jack Klunder and this Funderburg kid, I mean, between the two of them, 73 points and good percentage shooting. I mean, between the two, 24 of 37, getting the job done.
Yeah, they're going to look to attack the basket a lot. That's what they were. I know Lamar sat in the zone a little bit, and they were able to find the openings in the zone. And I know that the Klunder kid hadn't had a lot of easy looks inside, it sounded like. But they're going to attack the basket, and they're going to look to score a lot.
Okay, so attacking the basket, what type of defense will you and the green and white try to throw at them, or will there be multiple Ds?
Well, I plan on starting out in our man-to-man tonight and applying pressure, and hopefully that pressure will slow them down a little bit. But at some point, I do feel that we will go to our 1-2-2 zone and try to slow down Spencer a little bit that way. The big thing, if we go to our zone, we're going to have to make sure that we box out on the weak side and just talk. We just can't let them get going and get hot tonight, and we need to slow them down as much as we can.
So, I know you love the run. You're talking about slowing down. Will the Storm Lake Tornadoes try and slow the pace tonight?
I don't think we're going to slow down a whole lot. We're going to keep pushing the tempo as much as we can. We just need to control them when they're on offense and make them work for good shots and not give them easy opportunities. But at the same time, on offense, we went over last night at practice. I'm okay with taking 10, 11 passes and making their defense work a little bit instead of going one or two passes and then shooting the ball right away. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if we can be a little bit more patient on offense and just look to get that better shot tonight.
Coach, let me ask you, just on paper, they have a size advantage, 6'6", 6'5". How do you try and counterpunch that height advantage that they may have in the lane area?
We're going to start a couple different kids. We're going to start Jaw Leaf and Alfredo Ramirez on those two big kids, and hopefully just a little bit of size and body those two up. I'm hoping that our aggressive defensive style will apply some pressure that they're not going to want to deal with a whole lot and get in their heads a little bit, and then hopefully they'll make a few mistakes here or there and we can capitalize on those.
Home court advantage.
Should be a big, exciting crowd tonight is what I'm hearing from a lot of people. A lot of people are coming out tonight, and I hope that the gym's packed and our boys come out and play well, and that's all we can ask for.
Well said. Heath Stille, thanks for the time. Look forward to seeing you and your team perform tonight against the Spencer Tigers.
All right, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Coach Stille in the pregame. Take a break. Starting lineups next on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.